This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The sounds of explosions rocking Gaza City as the World Health Organization says the largest hospital in Gaza has lost its ability to function. The BBC's Tom Breeman has more.
Doctors at Al-Shifa Hospital say they fear the remaining 36 newborn babies needing intensive care treatment may die. They're being kept in a cardiac surgery room, some swaddled in blankets and surgical drapes without the right support. Speaking to the BBC, the lead surgeon said they must have fuel to power the generators for incubators and to provide oxygen.
In neighboring Syria, the Pentagon says U.S. military forces conducted new strikes on facilities used by Iran's Revolutionary Guard. CBS's David Martin says it comes after repeated attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria and a new warning from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The strikes against two separate targets in Syria up the ante in this simmering battle between the U.S. and Iranian-backed militias, which have conducted dozens of attacks against American troop locations. The strikes were against a safe house and a training area run by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, and according to a defense official, likely caused casualties.
Tim Scott is heading for the exits. The South Carolina Republican senator says he's suspending his presidential campaign after failing to gain ground on frontrunner Donald Trump. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
I think he emerges from this undamaged, which a lot of candidates can't say. But at the same time, he just wasn't making the progress you have to make at this late date.
In Texas, police are looking for a gunman who opened fire at a flea market south of Houston after having an argument. At least a child is dead and four other people were injured. Pearland Police spokesman Chad Rogers.
It does not appear to be any kind of targeted attack on the flea market. Again, this appears to be a disturbance that occurred at the flea market between two individuals and shots were fired in the process.
No class again today at public schools in Portland, Oregon. New contract proposals were exchanged Sunday between striking teachers and the school board. Classes have been canceled by the strike for 9 days now. Traffic might be a nightmare for drivers at rush hour in Los Angeles. CBS's Monica Ricks.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says there's still no timeline on how long part of I-10 will remain shut down after a massive weekend fire downtown.
This is not going to be resolved in 1 or 2 days.
Investigators are still looking into a cause.
A sweet campaign to mark World Kindness Day today. The first 500 customers that participate in Krispy Kreme locations can get a dozen glazed donuts for free. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions required.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers lose on the last play of the game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost to the Steelers, 23-19 in Pittsburgh. The game was back and forth and came down to the final 3 seconds. Green Bay on the Pittsburgh 16, and instead of a touchdown, the ball intercepted by the Steelers. Jordan Love.
Last play of the game,
trying to take a shot to the end zone, dialed up a play that we, you know, work all the time in practice, pretty much just trying to get a shot right there in the front end line to Christian. The DB was able to jump in front of the route and make a pick.
The Packers now 3-6. They host the Chargers on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks are back at home tonight. They host the Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee losing to the Magic in Orlando 112-97. That snapped a 14-game winning streak the Bucks had over the Magic. Milwaukee now 5-4 for the year. College football, offense, defense, special teams, nothing seems to be working for the Wisconsin Badgers after losing at home 24-10 to Northwestern. Luke Fickell.
There's not a single complimentary thing right now that we're doing I don't think we've done in the last couple weeks.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies with lows in the mid-30s. Sunshine, mid-50s on your Monday. For Monday night, mostly clear skies and a low near 35. It'll be windy on Tuesday, partly sunny and 59 degrees. Nice day Wednesday, sunshine with highs in the upper 50s.
It's 39 at our studio.